Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
I've done it again. I've had too much salt the night before.
Oh, no. You got the old salt hangover.
I got the salt hangover. I went to pasture in Cardiff, which is phenomenal. It is just beautiful. The best. So, so good. But every single slice of steak that I had, I'd get the rock salt and I'd pour an ungodly amount per slice. So every single millimetre of steak was covered in a bit of a dirty old rock salt.
I can totally imagine with you like telling the waiter, just be like, oh, can you just get me like what is essentially a small bath full of salt? And well, what I'll do is I'll just dip my steak slices and just fucking rub them against it.
She brought me like a little fucking bottle caps worth of salt to begin with. I was like, love, that is not going to be enough.
So Do you know who you're talking to?
So she brought this little fucking dust of salt over, and I was like, no, come on, let's be serious. So then I had to ask another waiter. I was like, hey, mate, I've been fucked over here. Go get me some real... Go to the back, get me the real salt. And then I had it. But then I woke up today, and I was like, fuck. I woke up like crisping. I was just so dry.
Oh, I can just imagine the electrolytes you're lacking in your body at the moment, just been used up by all the salt.
And I'm crazy jet lagged because I just come back from... G'day, mate, I'm from Australia, and I've just come back from Brisbane. So I'm,
For the listeners, the adjective I've heard a lot from Franco's text recently are tired. I'm very, very tired.
I'm getting up at like 4 every morning. And then a crash about like 5 in the afternoon. But but then I have to stay awake until the evening, and I'm fucking knackered. I went to go see James Acaster on Monday, and you know the whole show is about like him used to being really offended by people not paying attention to his show, and that's kind of the premise of the show. And I fell asleep in the second half because I was absolutely exhausted. Just like,
It's not even that it's a boring show. It's a good show.
It's a good show. So must be mate, I really loved it. I was like doing that thing where you're drifting off, and you can kind of know you're drifting. It's a bit delirious. I was like picturing things that weren't happening. I was just fucking, and I had like 2 or 3 beers, which didn't help as well.
Just enough to like get me. You imagine like, when James Acaster whipped his fucking cock out, that was mad, wasn't it? Just in the recesses of your subconscious.
And he went on that racist tirade. That was a bit mad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not like his usual style, you know, very different from the first half.
I really liked it though, but I was a bit, I've done too much. Like, I came back on Friday, and then I had an all day on Saturday, which didn't finish till about 4 in the morning, and then I was dead on Sunday. Monday night, James Acaster. Last night was the steak place, and I'm just fucking, and tomorrow I'm in London for work, so I just fucking, I'm all over the shop. Yeah, and then I'm in Reading on Saturday for an all day again. When will it stop?
Jealous of the all-dayers, but yeah, you're not match fit for these things, are you?
That sounded like you weren't happy at all as well. I'm fucking jealous of all the all-dayers, you old rat.
Yeah, all right, you don't have to rub it in, living the high life. Yeah.
Can I carry a quick little anecdote about Brisbane? It's not about Brisbane. It's when we were flying back. So I went to fucking Australia for 6 days, which is ridiculous. I would never advise going to Australia for 6 days. You just about get over the jet lag there, then you come back here. But it's a fun place. It's really nice people, like unbelievably nice people over there. It makes you think, fucking hell, the UK is miserable. And I think I forgot
such
how
grumpy.
But no longer fun grumpy. You know, like we used to be like, oh, that's the wry British humour. It's now like, no, fucking just cheer up, you miserable sods. Anyway, one guy who didn't have this bitter attitude was this Scottish guy at Dubai Airport. And like, Dubai Airport, am I saying Dubai funny? Dubai Airport.
Dubai?
Yeah, Dubai.
Yeah, I think that's all right, yeah.
They've said Dubai too much.
I got you.
Yeah, goodbye, goodbye.
It's not even a word in your head anymore. No. Yeah, it's just lost all meaning.
Yeah, so we went to Dubai Airport. It doesn't sound right. They're really strict there. Like, they have got no... they've got as much tolerance of humour as they do like homosexuals. They've got no time for it at all.
And, which, if you're not clued up on the political dynamics, is not very much.
No. But when I was so I was going through the airport, and like you get through the security like normal, all your bag security, and every time I went through security, my bag got stopped, and I was shitting myself every single time because I just thought, you know, I always have a guilty conscience anyway. But my bag got stopped the entire time.
Act the guilty part.
Yeah. And then when you go through like the check, you know, you've gone through checkout, and then you're at the like you can just go around the shops and stuff. And then to get to your gate, you've got to go through security again. And they swab everything. So they take all, like, your shoes, your any luggage you got with you, your hands. They swab everything. And there's this great, big, fat, jolly Scotsman next to me. When they were swabbing him, they put the thing in machine. And, hey, what does it say, lad? What does it say? Guilty of eating pan of chocolates, is it? Is it guilty of pan of chocolates? Is that what it says? Does it? And they go, hey, Ken. And the guy who's swabbing it didn't say a word back to him. Left him. And he went, hey, so am I free to go for more pan of chocolates? The guy didn't say a word. And then as he walked past,
just not even like a nose, a planned sort of response, just nothing. I've got no interest.
And then the Scotsman went, hey, Sheila, I told him the pan of chocolates. I told him about the pan of chocolates. And his wife just looked at the floor and just gave him the exact same response. Like, oh, no.
Not just the staff that can't be asked. His own fucking no one spouse is like, no.
She was exhausted. Graham, I've fucking heard about your pan of chocolates 5 times. It's not funny, you fat bastard.
You know, does anyone care about my pan of chocolates?
But what a weird thing to say to a dude whose first language probably is in English. It's like such a kid. Yeah. He's using a bit. I was howling when it was happening. It made me forget my anxiety about getting fucking frisked.
Forgot you were security and undeterred this time.
Yeah. But it was such a fucking long flight, man. 33 hours of travelling in the sky, and then like trains from Manchester back to Cardiff, and just everything takes the trains are just so bad.
I don't know why that's
country.
That's tickled me the way you described having a flight travelling in the sky.
Did my sky travel, then my gland travel, a little bit of water travel. But we're going to be reunited soon, aren't we? We got a stag do in 2 weeks.
Stag do,
which is so funny. The bride-to-be's stag do, a hen do, was for like 6 days in Kefalonia in like this in this fucking
very
villa,
glamorous.
Really glamorous. And the stag's on it is a day in Birmingham,
1 day in Brum.
Oh, nice, mate. Would you like to come here for your stag do? Oh, I don't blame
you. It's like we're punishing ourselves. We don't deserve any better than this.
Would you like a nice day out now, mate? I'd rather go to Birmingham. It's not for me, Dad.
We did offer the stag a 2-dayer, but
one day enough for Birmingham.
But also, 2-dayer always batters us all these days anyway, doesn't it? We're always wrecks on the second day, so why not save the liver the damage?
I'm so fucking battered. I don't know if it's just maybe I got like COVID or something, but I'm just feeling like a bit fucking worn out. And the idea of doing 2 days in Birmingham just would fucking Tommy Shelby me to death.
Having to drink what I can only assume is bitter, because I'm assuming that's always sour.
All right, mate, you cried a lot. We don't do calling around here. We had been doing.
Well, are you
book.
Soft? Are you soft drinking lager? Soft?
All right, you'll have a glass of stout and you'll be happy with it. All right.
And what we do here in Birmingham is we put a cracked egg in it as well.
We call that dinner. We have a crack a bit of egg in your pint and you'll take that home for dinner. And your wife will say, Thomas, where have you been? And you'll say, get in the ass.